If you've been wanting to work with me one-on-one, this is for you. If you're an ambitious woman balancing the demands of motherhood and your career, or you're a business owner and you're done talking about your challenges and you are determined not only to find a solution, but to feel alive and energized while getting the support you need, I've got you. There's nothing more frustrating than asking for help only to feel like it's one more thing added to your to-do list. Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/focus. Take 2 minutes, fill out the application to work with me one-on-one, and we'll be in touch. One of my strengths and what my clients always tell me is I have a gift of looking at your current situation and showing you exactly where you need to focus to get the results your soul is craving. My work is designed to empower women like you to reclaim your capacity, increase profits, and strengthen your relationships. Join the countless women already seeing incredible results. Picture having me by your side every step of the way, ensuring your success. Visit Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/focus, and apply today. That's heatherchauvin.com/focus. All right, welcome back to another episode of the Mom is in Control podcast. So I'm recording this in my car, hands-free. And I wanted to talk about control today. I just got back from my parents' house, actually. I was utter chaos going on in my life right now. And it's, let's call it controlled chaos. So we are doing a renovation. We moved in with my mother. I'm in the middle of launching some programs. Christmas, the holidays are coming. And we had to find a permanent part-time permanent, family for one of our dogs, for Mr. Oliver, if you've ever heard me talk about the crazy lunatic that he is. And so a lot going on in one time. And my stepmother and I were having this conversation about what I experienced or what she experienced when I was going through treatment after cancer. And we were talking about control and how people try to control certain things when they feel emotionally out of control. So many stories, many stories. One is how, you know, certain people were trying to control my children because they couldn't help me or they couldn't control me and they couldn't control my health. How certain people would, you know, clean frantically because that was something that they had control over. And I was thinking about my own situation right now and how, where I'm at. And so today I haven't worked out in a few days and, you know, I'm going down that slippery slope. And the beauty is, you know, I can be off my game for 48 hours and say, oh my gosh, not this, and jump right back on. But I noticed today that because there was so much going on, I could feel what I call the contrast. I could feel the discomfort in my body, in my mind, in my shoulders, in my like legs, like crawling in my skin, and just my behaviors and my energy levels. And I was watching how this affects every aspect of my being, like every single aspect. And I can put on a good show temporarily, right? It's like, hey, how are you? You know, put on a nice shirt and some lipstick and you got your shit together. But the truth is, that's not sustainable, right? It's not sustainable. And I know that this is not sustainable. And I'm okay with it because This is what I teach. It's called Mom is in Control. And it's not about being controlling and trying to control the world. It's saying, who do I want to be from the inside out? What does that look like? How does that feel like inside of your being? So I want to talk about, I'll have some hard, uncomfortable conversation with you in a second of like what you truly authentically need to do. So I walked back into my mother's house today and I was like, shit, man, I got to live with this woman for the next 3 to 6 months. I don't know if I'm going to survive this, even though she is moving in with us. But who I used to be and my relationship with my mother has literally done a 360. We're unrecognizable together. And one of the main differences was me taking ownership for how I treated my mother. I had a lot of anger and resentment towards her for just my childhood. And at the end of the day, you know, now advocating for my mother to move in with us and to literally build her another addition on our house, so that she can have her own space and be closer to the family and things like that. This would have never, ever, 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 ever in a million years would have been able to happen if I was not committed to my own personal development. Like, ladies, you don't even want to know what my childhood looked like. It wasn't always pretty. So my point is, re-entering this home, I could feel the contrast. I could feel, you know, not this, right? This isn't how I want to feel. This isn't how I want to show up. And if I was reactive, right? Think about how many times in your day you're being reactive. If I was reactive, I could have went on a cleaning binge and started to organize and start to declutter and to move things around. Or I could also yell and scream. I have control over my voice. I can literally yell. I can say, I can raise my voice. I can say anything. I can raise my voice. I can yell. I can scream. I can hurt people's feelings. I have control over this. I can manipulate other people's emotions by the decibels of my voice. Have you ever been in a room with somebody where if they want to be heard, they will scream at the top of their lungs? Have you ever screamed at somebody or yelled at somebody, realizing that you can get their attention? You can control them if you really, really want to, but you're controlling them out of fear. That was how my relationship looked with my mother growing up. I controlled my mother because I knew how to manipulate her with my voice, with my screaming, with my yelling. And I didn't know any other way of communicating. And now being able to be in a room with my mother, be triggered, and still be full of love, it is a beautiful thing. How did I get here? So one, give yourself a break if you are not the best version of yourself today. Because I hate to tell you, but you're never going to be the best version of yourself because you're constantly evolving and growing. And there's no such thing as perfectionism. There is no such thing as arriving. You know, you will meet a goal and then you'll be like, oh my gosh, I feel so great. I feel so amazing. How do I get to the next goal? Number two, it's effort. 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 Effort and action. You have to actually push energy in the right direction in order to achieve a goal. Did you know this? You cannot just think about it. You cannot write it down. You cannot pay someone $1 million to strategize a plan with you and not execute on it. If you do not put effort and energy into something, nothing will change. I am not exactly sure why the human being does not understand this concept. Example, if you want your relationship to change with someone, then you have to change the way you feel and think and act in that relationship. So if you expect to, there's that quote, right? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. How do you expect to make more money if all you're doing is complaining about how much money you don't have and you don't have a strategy and you don't have a plan? How do you expect to change how you feel emotionally about a relationship if you refuse to pick up a pen and a paper and write down your thoughts, or you refuse to talk about it? So when I realized that there was a lot of effort and energy that I personally needed to put into my relationship with my mother, and it wasn't that my mother needed to change, I needed to change the way that I felt about my mother. And as soon as I did that, that is where magic happened. That is where our relationship changed. By doing this, I take 100, let me repeat, 100% responsibility for my energy. The beauty of this is I walk back into this home, I walk back into this house with my mom, and I think, okay, last time I lived here, I was not in a good place emotionally. And I don't spend a lot of time in this house. So now I need to live there for a few months. So I walk back in and immediately I can feel this energy, this yucky, off, weird energy. And I think, this is familiar. This is very familiar. I can control it. I used to control it with anger. I used to control it with cleaning. As a small child, I would rearrange furniture. I was like a feng shui expert because I was always trying to manipulate energies because I didn't know how to feel in control of my life. But I could feel in control of a clean room. Excuse me. I could feel in control of where the furniture was. So now what I do, because I feel a little off, is I say, and I've taught this to you guys, what do I want? What do I need? What do I crave? And as soon as I ask myself those questions, what do I want? It could be something as small as I want a massage, I want a bath, I want a really, really good exercise, I want to put my phone away for 24 hours, I want a big, healthy meal, I want to laugh with friends. I want. I crave. I literally sit with my pen and paper for 5 minutes. Excuse me. And I write it out. And sometimes I'll talk to myself in the car like I am right now, and I'll put you on, a recording app. And I'll just talk to myself and say, I want, I crave, I desire. I want, I crave, I desire. Because I can't do it while I'm driving. But here's the deal. You have to put effort and energy into the relationships that matter to you. And the truth is, I wonder how many times I'm going to say that. We have to really ask ourselves, what relationships matter to me? What relationships matter to me? And deep down, as I pulled back the layers many years ago of why I was so angry at my mother, I realized that it wasn't anger. I was sad because anger is often a mask for something deeper. And what I truly wanted was a mother. I was missing the nurturing aspect of motherhood. I never received it. I didn't know what it looked like. I was craving it, but I didn't know what I was missing because I never had it before. So as I kept asking myself, why am I angry? Why am I angry? Why am I angry? And it started bubbling up through my own parenting. why was I so angry at my children? And I was angry because secretly I was terrified because I didn't know how to nurture them. I didn't know how to love them in a motherly, nurturing way. And so as I asked myself, what is it that I crave? What is it that I want? What is it that I desire? As I started writing those things down, I realized I need nurturing. I need mothering. And I had to start mothering myself. And as I started mothering myself, by default, what happened was my anger decreased. And because my anger decreased, I was parenting more in alignment from a place of ease and love. Not perfection. I'm not saying I'm perfect over here. So I hope this gives you an aha moment. Oftentimes people are asking me, Heather, how do I feel in control in my life? Like, I legit do not understand what you're talking about. And I'm just going to keep repeating the same thing over and over again until it clicks and you guys get it. But today I thought, okay, lots of shit is going on in my life right now. And I don't feel like lots of shit is going on. I feel off. That is true. Physically, I feel off. But I still feel in control because I know what I need to do to get back on. And tomorrow is a new day. So, using my energetic time management strategies that I talk a lot about and I teach, I'm going to utilize that tomorrow and for next week and up my game. So when I feel like I'm moving extra far away from myself and I'm not feeling very grounded, then I know I need to compact my schedule extra next week. So ladies, thank you for listening to my driving rambles, but this is just giving you more insight onto how do I feel in control? What is the first action that I take when shit is hitting the fan? And the truth is, you have to be willing to put energy and effort in the direction of how you want to feel, and it is the most unselfish thing you can do. Because being on the other side, here I am saying, not this. I used to live my whole life in this shitty feeling constantly. I didn't even know what it felt like to feel good. And now that I know what it feels like to feel good when I don't feel good, I say, not this. So all you have to do is hit the reset button and jam-pack your schedule, and yes, you do have time, even if you don't believe you don't have time, because that's bullshit, because if somebody died tomorrow, you definitely would attend their funeral and make time for that. So if you're willing to make time for somebody's funeral, make time for yourself while you're still alive. All right, ladies, thank you so much. And if you are interested, the time and energy intensive, get on over to heatherchauvin.com/intensive. The next one, I believe, is November 29th. We are going to rock this concept. What does that even mean? You have no idea what I'm talking about. Listen, I'm going to teach you how you've been holding yourself back. I'm going to show you how I plan my week, my day, my month in alignment with how I want to feel. And I'm going to get you clear on what it is that your soul is craving. But with anything, if you do not put energy or effort into it, you will not see results. So if you're ready to solve this problem and you truly want to feel like you have more than enough time and energy, then head on over to heatherchauvin.com/intensive. Fill out the application and I will be in touch. All right, ladies, talk soon.
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/life quiz. It takes you 2 minutes and it's going to show you. I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/life quiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also, on the inside, show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/life, L-I-F-E, quiz.